Hello, welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 12:30 on the clock. The sun rises today on us. Welcome, you're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Our first 1+ hour is for confessions, and it's a moment dedicated to those who would like to tell a story, tell a reality, give an account of something that they've been through. Sad, crazy, weird, unusual, paranormal, phenomenal, normal. Is life really normal? Well, we'll hear the tales today on Confessions Thursday. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. And it could be sad, a thriller, it could be comical, it could be filled with questions, it might be regretful. But whatever it is, as long as we have it on a first-hand account basis, I'm willing to take it. And so for the duration of that time, which pretty much would draw to a close about 2 p.m. on the clock, it would be just my name. And then, of course, if you would love to give a commentary on something that you heard, I can be generous enough to assign to you 1 whole minute. My assumption is you are properly certain of your opinion position. You can put all that together and in 1 minute and in clear terms tell us what you think or would have to say in that window. Okay, with that out of the way, after Confessions Thursday, we're going to be having, of course, as you expect, the Lords of Logic. Once again, I think something happened last week. It just happened that not enough time was given to the conversation on Ifa divination and mathematics. So our guest will be here next week. He was supposed to be here today, but he's in Abuja right now. I even hear he's coming back today, but given what could happen with the scheduling of his movement, we just thought to reschedule till next Thursday. So if heaven tarries, we'll be here next Thursday to discuss Ifa divination and mathematics. All right. Today on the Lords of Logic, however, we will be discussing intellect and intelligence. What's the difference? So you have between now and then to think of it, about it. And when you have the opportunity, you're calling in to give me a well thought out perception idea of yours. All right. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. I woke up this morning fatigued, just tired, and I don't know why. Well, I'm even glad I'm on the verge of a weekend, so I should do with that weekend what I can. I woke up and I thought it was the usual wake up after 1 hour, you power up and you're fine. No. 2 hours later, I'm tired. 3 hours later, I'm tired. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm really tired. I just feel like I should be back in bed. But a girl's got work to do. I mean, I would love to if I didn't have work to do. But yeah, let's work. Let's begin. Confessions Thursday. We open the cupboards to secrets. My name's Joyce. You're 99.3 Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993-901-465-7190. I have a message in my inbox. It's lengthy, though, but I would love to share it because pretty girl is confused, and I don't know why you would be. Well, she says she's in love. Yeah, you would have assumed that. The lady in my DM begins her story with, "I never thought I'll be in your DM seeking relationship advice." Honey, it happens to the best of us. It's not the story. It's how you handle the stories, what you're able to make out of it. Yeah, anything can happen to anyone. It's how you respond to it that really is the crown. That's the gist of the matter. How did he respond? How did she respond? So let me begin. It's rather lengthy. My boyfriend of over a year wants to end the relationship because he woke up one morning and just felt like not talking to me. It started off just one morning and he chose not to talk to me all day, I think. And he says, "And you say I called him, but he ignored. This isn't the first time he's doing something like this. The last time we had a fight, he didn't talk to me for a day because I did something I didn't know he didn't like. But I have a way of getting his attention. He loves me, that I'm very sure of. He's an overthinker and analyzes things critically. Most times he blames me for our fights, which sometimes I try to reason with. I'm here because we went over a week not talking. I didn't bother calling him the second and the third day because I didn't want us to continue that way. You can't just ghost me for no just cause. The fourth day, I became bothered emotionally, and I knew something was really wrong. I sent him messages, called, but no response. I finally got his attention by doing something different on the 11th day. He called back and said, I was able to go days not hearing from him and felt comfortable. He said he's disappointed if tables were turned, he would have gone the extra mile to know why. I love this guy. And days we didn't talk was hell for me. I hate when I'm being snubbed. And my when... I think you mean when your efforts are not appreciated. Okay. Now, you say the thought of going to his place crossed my mind. My mom wanted to intervene, but I didn't let her. I've shared my fears with him before on how he could one day wake up and decide to walk away with no tangible reason. On my part, I would say I need to set the rule here and didn't do the extraordinary like he wanted because I didn't want that to happen again. I've begged him, apologized, but really, I'm not okay with what he did. You don't just play with people's emotions. I love him deeply. I don't give love easily. He's one person I truly love, and he loves me back. And now I'm about to lose him. I don't know if my actions were wrong. I just need your help. I want to remain it. Of course, you're going to remain anonymous. So, baby girl, first things first, ground rules. You wouldn't be dating anyone who you can't lean on. First of all, if you can't bank on his action, you shouldn't be in bed with him. No. This thing of ghosting, one, I think it's manipulative. One, I think it's silly. It's just stupid. So I think he's trying to get you to chase and do all of that. But you see, he's running back while he wants you to do it. So you send him messages, he ignores you. What does that mean? And why would he do that to you? And then you say you love him, he loves you. Stop. You have feelings for each other. Yeah. Love, no. Because I don't see how he loves you. And you say he went on 11 days. And between that period, you sent him a message he ignores. It's just dramatic. This is hardly even high school. Don't let someone confuse you. When you say, hold on, there's this part where you say, oh, you honeys though. Hold on, wait. You say, but I have a way of getting his attention. No, that's not the part. You say he's an overthinker and analyzes things critically. Most times he blames me for our fights, which I sometimes try to see. You try to see reasons with him. That's good, but there's a problem here. A person can be an overthinker, but is not necessarily intelligent enough to emerge with an objective observation of the situation. Some can be overthinkers and emerge with fear. Yeah. So you don't suppose that because he's an overthinker, he probably has a point. No. A lot of people are dramatic. And if they can do anything to have you in a bind, well, maybe they would. Just maybe. I don't know a lot of people who wouldn't. The first issue here is that you can bank on his action or reaction. That's a no. First, that's a no. And then this thing where you send messages to each other and he ignores you. And here you're saying you don't like being ignored. Honey, that's not just a red flag. That's blood red flag. It's not just red, like crayon red. That's blood red. It's obvious. If he loves you, what he's not going to be doing is ignoring you. I don't know why you think this is love. If he indeed loved you, what he's not going to do is love you, is ignore you. So I think you want to properly define who you are. Yeah? You want to get knowledge about what love is. This is what I think you should do. Love is something. Do not bend it, twist it. Just find it. Understand it. Like, learn what love is. And then you judge yourself by it. And then you measure your man by it. If he falls short, honey, he falls short. Don't call it something else. Don't assume that he loves you but he's in the shadows ignoring you. It doesn't make sense to me, because now you're saying that in your message, he woke up one morning and decides he wants to go. He better be gone. You don't try to say, suddenly, what happened? Why do you want to? Look, maybe you're even the problem. He has to be gone so you can fix yourself. That's one. Two, since he wants to go, you may not even be the problem, but baby, now that he wants to go, he best be gone. And that's what I'm trying to underscore. He doesn't love you. If he would rather be somewhere else, he's late. You have to help him leave. Don't allow someone string yourself and don't tie yourself. String worse off. Simplify these things for yourselves. He's a thinker. What does that mean? Well, look, it means something. But you see, the good thing about thinking is you have to be a very good observer. You have to be a thinker yourself. You don't want to be dating a thinker and you're a non-thinker. And so when they emerge from the darkness with something, you just think, well, since I haven't thought about it, he's probably right. No, you think too. And meet him where he is so that he's not trying to daze you with, you know, I've really thought about this and this is why I blame you. You might have a blame in it. I think you should face that and fix it. He might have a blame in it. Pin that on him. Like, okay, this is where I think you're at fault. You know, many years, I'm not so old. Maybe I shouldn't say many years. I've met people who wanted me to shame blame. Have you had those friends who say something like, who are at fault? But they don't want to totally be responsible for the fault. So they say something like, we are at fault. So I've had people who wanted to share blame with me just so that they're not the obvious one in the friendship who stick out like a sore thumb. You would not believe how manipulative people are just so that it's not like, well, I'm always a problem in this friendship. So you two take a blame. I remember someone asked me one time. I said to her, you know, you have a problem, right? And she says, nobody's perfect, but what about you two? And I'm like, okay, sit down. Tell me what the problem is with me. She's like, yeah, but you can't say I'm the only one with a problem. You two also have a problem. I'm like, fine. I'm not afraid to confront my problem. So you tell me what you think the problem is. And then she couldn't say it. And I say to her, you just want me to share you want me to admit something just so that you can feel good. It's madness. If you can't tell me what you think I'm wrong at, then shut up and admit that you're at fault and fix the problem. Yeah, you guessed right. We're not friends anymore. I'm not putting up with that. Okay, good luck to you and this relationship that's not a love affair. If you can bank on him, if the sun rises tomorrow and you can't say Shadrach is going to be like this, or you can't say Shagun is going to, you can't bank on him, you are bankrupt. Confessions Thursday.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Hello, good to have you. Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Yes, you can send me a message. Well, you can send me messages, and if it's a confession, good luck with that. I hope you are able to put all the necessary information in your message on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-9597-5805. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry, your background, you don't seem to be home. Make it back. Hello, Confessions.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, lady. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Speak up for me and you can go ahead.
Okay, I never thought I'd call on the show to have a confession.
For real? Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, so Joyce, I've been a cheating partner. Okay, so it's when it happened at first, when I told my partner, he forgave like a lot of times because he really wanted to work. It was supposed to be a serious relationship. Yeah, so at some point he told me, if it happens again, never tell me. I don't want to know about it. I just want to be in this happy mode I am in. So I tried to stop. I felt like, okay, if I agree to be in the relationship and when that's serious, I would stop. Like, automatically, I'm not single, so like...
Oh, whoa, bring it back. Automatically, you're not what?
like if I were not single, like if I were committed to person, I would not go cheating on people, cheating on him.
Okay.
So I felt like, do you get?
I think I'm nearly getting it, but I'll just wait for you
okay,
to land.
Okay, yeah. This is it. So I felt like being in a relationship would help me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Like would stop me from cheating and get. Like we are officially dating.
You're promiscuous naturally. That's what you mean.
Yeah, that's how it is apparently. Because
okay.
I tried to stay away, but are we allowed to say this? Sex word on the radio.
It's all right. Everybody knows where you're going with that one. Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's not like I actually had sex yet.
Yeah.
It was the making out part.
Oh, okay.
So when it's personally maybe there's oral sex involved, but not the real thing. So recently he wanted to talk about it, like since it's a long distance with.
Your boyfriend is somewhere where you're not?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's
okay.
A long distance thing.
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
Even though we're like both serious about it, so it's a long distance thing.
Okay.
I thought, okay, I tried. I actually stopped talking to people. I was so serious about it. I was not talking to guys and staying away and all. But then recently, I did the same thing.
Okay.
I felt like this was what happened. I felt like, okay, there was this guy who used to be, I try to stay away, but like, I'm like, okay, let's just be friends. I can come say hi and maybe nothing would happen. I was just fooling myself, I guess.
Okay.
So he asked me about it. He told me never tell him about it. I felt bad. I was going to, because I usually like just open up, because I feel like when I talk about it, then he also never go back to doing it. So apparently that doesn't work. So I remember him telling me that I should never tell him about it. So I didn't tell him about it. And then recently, on Monday, he asked me if I've been tempted to cheat and if I've done it recently. And I just told him yes, and I admitted, but he asked me what was involved, and I told him the oral sex and all him. So we cut it off, we broke it off, and I realized that it's not just, like, I feel terrible, apparently, having
crime. Oh, hallelujah, you feel something. Oh, good, okay.
Okay, I feel terrible. I feel like I could actually do it, like, I could win this. I wanted to break up the relationship, but like I have a problem. I can't do this. I don't deserve anything to go through anything like this.
So what's the problem here, pretty lady?
The problem, I just want to talk about it. Like, I don't know. I think I have a cheating problem. And
No. You can't be thinking after all the times you've cheated. No, you're not thinking. You know you have a cheating problem.
Yeah, like, I know I have. Actually, that's the word. I know I have.
So do you enjoy it? Is this a sport? Do you love it?
It's not a sport. It's like, it's long distance. So maybe sometimes I don't have friends. So, like, I just want company and then...
I don't think the people you're in bed with are friends. Those are no friends, are they?
No, like, okay. No. It's not... I mean that I don't have senior friends. I'm the kind of person that doesn't go out with people. I'm not the hanging around type.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, honey, you're young. Okay, good. So, let's say this. You don't like what you're doing, or are we correct?
Yes, I don't like what I'm doing. I feel terrible about feeling as long as you do anything.
Yeah. Do you have hobbies? Like, you can't say, well, I don't have friends, so...
I like to sign. I need to sign language. I like to sign.
Oh, fantastic. So you can't be like, well, I don't have friends. And then you're like, well, in the absence of friends, let me find sexual company.
It's not like such...
Yeah.
See, I feel like I expect too much. Maybe I'm strong or my emotions are strong.
No, you're not expecting so much. You're giving too little of yourself. You're not disciplined. That's what this is.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, so if you want something, you go get it. Like, if you want to lose weight, you do everything. If you want to build muscles, you do everything. If I put you in a burning building, you will try to run away. Like, you do something in reaction to something. The only reason I think you haven't made that decision is because you're really enjoying it. And so far, no consequence for you.
Okay.
So, get a hobby and go out there and try to make friends. How long do you think, and ask yourself this honest question, how long do you think all these your trysts would, I don't know, survive? Like, what benefit is it for you? It's hardly, that's not even good company. It's not even company. How much more talk about a good company?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And then you know what's going to happen to you? This is going to impair you psychologically. You see, you think it's just your body, but mentally it's going to mess you up. because the structure of your reasoning, you're going to flatten out. First of all, it's paralyzed, so it's limp. You can't trust yourself to bank on yourself. Exactly. So you're 21. This is the best time to build yourself. Let's establish one thing. In the absence of female friends or male friends, being in bed with someone else is not friendship. And that's even just basic 101 comprehension of what friendship is or isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a hubby. Find people who like to do what you like to do. Go out there, try to mingle. Particularly now that it does quite appear that you want friendship, right?
I'm scared of trusting people.
Honey, you're playing yourself. You say you're scared of trusting people, but you are in sexual entanglements with people. Make that make sense. You don't trust people to be friends, but you trust them to take your clothes off. Are you serious?
I get you.
You're smarter than that, honey. What would you mean you don't trust people? But you're having fellatio somewhere. No. Can you see? You're 21 and you don't even have a structure of reasoning. So if you don't fix it today, it's going to get worse. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
You can't say you don't trust someone, but then you are in the most vulnerable position with them. At least if you have a female friend, the worst that can happen is both of you quarrel, right? She does something to you, you don't like, you quarrel, you go your separate ways. That's better than you being naked with someone you can't trust.
Okay.
Yeah. So first of all, let's begin. If you don't like this, make a decision about it. It's not that you don't trust people. You don't trust yourself. That's the root of the problem. So your boyfriend can't even trust you because you have given him nothing to trust in. You tell him, well, I'm not going to cheat. You tell yourself you're not going to do it. And then you go and do it. And then you say, well, I need company. And your whole definition of company is skewed. Do you think we can have a formula if we can admit the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can find the things that you love to do and go out into the world. There are boys that like, that just want female friends, nothing sexual. They'll come hang with you. You cook, eat, gist, talk everything, and they go home. Like, there are people like that. Not a lot of, but there are people like that. There are female people. There are female friends you can have who are good. You don't need a lot. You just probably need two friends. One, probably. You get.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's you. You are the problem. You haven't fixed yourself. You're 21. This is the best time to do it. You're allowed to make mistakes at 21. You can't be making this mistake at 30. And you have between now and 30 to practice perfection. I'm not saying make mistakes for the next 9 years. I'm saying you adapt to a philosophy and you bind your reason and judgment and conscience to it. So you can have male friends, but you don't want to sleep with them. And there are no circumstances, not even companionship, that would make you want to lay with them. It's friends. That's the boundary. You keep the boundary. Hopefully your friend is sensible enough to also observe the boundary. It's not just talking about it. It's making a decision about it. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
You're going to say, well, I don't want to do this anymore. If you want friends, yeah, you don't even have to go to their house to begin with. Go to a restaurant. Go to a library. Do we used to have libraries? Find somewhere to go outside of your house and then go back home. Try that. Then when the friendship gets deeper, closer, then maybe you can go to their house. But if you don't stop cheating, you're going to so wreck yourself. You're not going to be good for yourself. Worse, you're not going to be good for anybody else.
Yeah.
All right. Make a decision. Do you understand me, though?
Yeah, I do. I thought about it.
Okay, think about it. I'm off on a break, okay?
No problem.
Sure. I have a message here. He says, ask the young lady if the cheating thing will continue if her partner is closer, because it seems like the distance relationship thing is giving her room for cheating. She should get busy, though. Go learn forex trading. Learn coding. That will take more of your time, empty space. You don't build yourself by leaning on something else. So if her lover was closer and that was the only reason she wasn't cheating, then you don't even have... The lover is disadvantaged. That's it. No, his if he has any sense, he's disadvantaged. It means he can't go anywhere for 2 days on a business trip without the fear of, oh God, she's going to cheat. Like, no, he's disadvantaged. He's better off without her. So for her not to be a problem both to herself and to anyone else, she has to stand by herself. The wind that blew yesterday, I heard it toppled, it uprooted a pole somewhere. Well, it's just because the foundation of that pole wasn't solid. So anything that's not nailed to the ground, that has no solid foundation, gets taken away by a wind. And that wind, you know what I mean. Huh? Confessions Thursday. Hello. Make it back. Hello.
Joyce, hello.
Why your volume?
Okay, I've reduced it.
Thank John, you. 1 minute.
John, I don't really have a confession, but I thank you for the advice you give that lady. She's 21. She's so young. She should be concentrating on so many things to build her life, her career, and everything that will make her a better, transform her to a better person in future.
Yes, she knows that, but she has a problem. She knows what she should be doing, but she just has a problem. So the problem is the conversation.
She will do away with whatever. And just like you rightly said, let her get engaged with something like a hobby, go out with like minds, and that resolves it all.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. We're there, about a few seconds away from 1 p.m. to bring to you the update. When we come back on the other side of 1, the conversation will continue. It's Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. My name's Joyce. The number to call 0800, the number to send your messages to first, 080-9597-5805. The number for ladies to call 01-465-7190. And the number for the world, men, giants, aliens, extraterrestrials, 0700-993-993-993. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Do not be anywhere else or you miss. As you know, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Nigeria Info. We're back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, 4 minutes past 1 p.m. When you call in, you do not say your name. Hey, it's good to have you on the air with me. Remember the volume of your radio sets and do not say your name. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I don't really have a confession. It's just a story that I would want the public to...
Let's go.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. God help me. I'm in a very big mess right now that the guy I'm dating, along the line, we got into courtship and I got pregnant with him. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm listening, honey. Go ahead.
All right. So I told him that I'm pregnant and he said I should go for an abortion. So I told him I can't abort. That we should just try and fix things out. Since we are already cutting, so there is no problem. I don't see any issue me getting pregnant. So it turned the conversation that since I don't want to opt for an abortion, that the child is not his own, that I should go fix myself. So he drove me. He blocked me on WhatsApp, Facebook, and everywhere. So I just had to go and accept my fate like that. So after 3 months, he called that he's sorry, that he's ready to fix things. So I said, okay. Although I didn't want to go back, but due to the fact that I don't want my child to face that trauma of not having a father in his life, so I just had to accept him back. So when I came back, he said, Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, honey. Just go ahead. Talk. I can hear you.
All right. So, I noticed everything changed. His attitude towards me changed. Sometimes he would even beat me. Sometimes he would lock me out. I would have to sleep outside and all that. So I told him that since this case is like this, along the line, he said I should come to his house and stay. So I came. Then my own house rent got expired. I had to come and come. So I did. So now he's telling me that if I am tired staying in his house, I can take my things and leave. And I'm stranded. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anything to do. Sometimes you don't keep money for feeding. But like a week now, I stop keeping money for food and all that. And I'm just sad. I don't know what to do.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Where are your parents?
My dad is late, but my mom is alive.
Okay. You have family, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you think you made a mistake? And where did you make that mistake?
Yeah, I made a mistake by loving him so much.
Okay, first mistake.
That's where the mistake is.
Do you understand somewhere else you made a mistake?
Hello?
Do you understand another time with this story where you made another mistake?
Yes, by coming back, by accepting him.
Oh, hallelujah. You know these things. Wonderful. Yes. I'm not even telling you anything. Good.
Yes,
I know. So you know. You got pregnant for a guy whom you were in a relationship with, and both of you had already had a conversation that this would be marriage, right?
Yes.
You get pregnant, he tells you to abort the baby. You say, yes. No, since we're already moving towards marriage, let me keep the baby. Then he throws you out. That was it. There. You didn't need a revelation. You didn't need salvation. You didn't need a dream or a soothsayer. That was it. And then you went back. So I'm rolling my eyes when you say you want your child to have a father. You haven't defined who you are. You haven't defined what a man should be. You want to give that non-definition to your child. You want to assume if there's a figure with senator clothing, top and short, what's that thing, the trouser and shirt, native, that goes out, comes in, has a name, has a surname with a penis, that is a father. That's what you have told yourself. So something that's not good for you, you want to give to your child. I'm glad he threw you out. And honestly, you should be grateful to God that this is your chance to not make another mistake. He's already... How old is your baby?
I'm yet to give birth.
Uh-oh.
Just a few weeks.
So go meet your mother. Go to a family. Go anywhere but with him. Start all over again. Learn from this and you never go back.
The truth is, my family turned, everybody just turned their back on me. That
you're ridiculous.
Fix my problem myself and all that.
Yeah. Don't you have friends? Do you have a mosque where you worship? Do you have anybody who can take you in for a short time? Yeah. Because you need to leave that guy. There's nothing else to be said. You have to leave the guy. So find somewhere where you can stay. He's not good for you. I don't see the sense in you thinking that he's going to be good for the child.
Okay. So the thing now is, since he started treating me like that, I monitored his account and all that. I have to withdraw some money from his account so I can get myself a house since I've lost my house. And now he's begging me to return the money back.
Have you paid for the house rent?
No, I've not.
Honey, go pay for a house rent, then get you a lawyer. What are you thinking? You want to give him back? I'm surprised you even have access to his money.
No. I'm not thinking of giving him back the money, but I'm scared of him hurting me and all that.
You are the one who wants to be hurt. Now you know that you're in a situation where you have to stop being pitiful. You don't sit there and pity yourself. Act like someone who's equally capable of insanity. What are you? Are you gonna just sit down there? And this guy, he beats you. He impregnated you. He's doing this. You're just gonna sit down there and take it. What do you want? For someone to come up and fight for you? You are in hell, honey. Do your best to at least douse the fire. You have to stand for yourself. You have to act like you can move too. You don't be so helpless. Don't act like you're so defeated that you are at the mercy of the one who's victimizing you. If you let him know that if he pops, it's popping, he would adjust. Why do you think, why does he have a right to pop and you can't pop? He's going to beat you. If he beats you, you rent the house to someone, use the money, hire men who will flog him on reserve 1 month. They go to his house, they look for him twice a week, three times a week. They flog him continuously. They beat him until his psychology collapses. Don't sit down there like a miserable thing, helpless, waiting to die.
Alright. Ooh. Thank you very much.
Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It's good to have you here. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, it's not really a confession.
1 minute.
Okay. My friend he died. So and I used to dream my friend and my deceased friend.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I used to dream about him.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Oh. Okay.
A lot.
Uh huh.
So I just want to know why am I
dreaming about him?
And I used to dream about him like we. And the other friends that used to be playing together, a lot.
What do you see? What do you see in the dream?
I used to see him and myself and most of our friends.
Yeah, does he say anything to you? Like, is he happy? Is he fine?
Not really happy, but we used to just... play together like we used to do when we are together.
Oh,
in the streets.
I don't think it's a bad thing, except there's something he's saying to you from the other side.
Yes. But there's one particular dream that I dream about his wife.
Okay.
So he was handling his wife to me that I should marry her.
Uh-oh.
In that dream. I don't know how to explain it, but how the dream goes is like he has told me to marry his wife, but really.
Is he asking you to marry his wife because he wants the wife to be catered for? Do you understand me?
I don't really get it, but his wife used to call me, but I personally have problem, so I have personal problem that I have, so I have to go away from.
What's your problem?
Family and friends. I don't know. It was a long story.
You can't talk about it?
Yes, I can't talk about it.
So where you're from, how do you guys marry? You just look at someone, you're like, hey, follow me, we're married. Or do you fall in love with them and then find out whether they love you back and then you might decide to get married after that?
No, I'm not married. I'm still single.
Yeah, but if your friend is telling you to marry his wife, I have two questions. Are you in love with her? Could you be in love with her?
No. I'm not in love with her. We are all friends. We are all friends.
So, okay, good.
So he married. Yeah, the guy married two wives. He married the one that I saw in my dreams is a first wife.
Oh, okay. So I think maybe he wants the wife to be catered for. I don't know. That could be wrong. But does the first wife need any kind of... maybe he loves the first wife and wants her to be catered for. You don't have to marry her to help out your friend.
Okay.
No, but I'm asking you, do you think that that's what your friend could be referring to? Like, is that what he was trying to say but didn't say?
That's how the dream goes. But me, I don't have in mind that, like, marry his wife.
Oh, no. You remember you told me that your friend said you should marry his wife. Did he actually say
marry my wife? It's not saying in the dream that I should marry him. In that dream, it's like it is happening. Like, he has told me that, how will I put it? Like,
wait, in the dream, you've already married her?
Yes. Uh-oh. It's not that I marry her in the dream. It's just that me and her, we are together. Like, we are dating kind of something like that. So now, he now came in the dream. So he now call his wife it's not really saying something, but he was just happy like me and her, we are together in that dream.
Okay. Well, so do you like her?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like her, but not in terms of...
being married to her.
Yes.
Okay, good. So your friend doesn't have to choose for you. Actually, your friend shouldn't choose for you. I think he might be suggesting that she's a nice person to marry, but I don't think you should follow your friend. You should make your own choice and find someone who loves you. And if it's her, good.
No.
But if it's not, I don't see why your friend is trying to pick a wife for you. Like, that would be something.
That particular thing is not my, not really concerning. But what's concerning is that why I used to dream about him a lot.
Well, then there's not much you can help. So it depends on your own spiritual roots. That's a very, probably the most important question you should ask yourself. What's your own spiritual roots? Like, why are you always seeing this guy? So I can answer that question for you. My mom is passed, and I see my mom in my visions.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's good. Like, she's really fine. If I could, I don't know. I feel like there's a secret there that if we knew, we'll probably all cross because she's good. You should figure out what your roots are. Spiritually now, it might help you answer why your friend is still in your visions, or it might even help you cut off your relationship with this friend spiritually so that you stop seeing him.
When you're talking of spiritual rules, what does that really mean?
So what God do you worship? That's why
I'm a Muslim.
Oh, nice.
But I believe in all religion. I believe that all religion are...
Okay,
and I'm kind of somebody that I used to read Bible.
Oh, now, you just made it a whole lot more confusing. Like, now it's scattered.
No, I'm not confused.
Hold on.
I'm a Muslim.
Practicing Muslim.
Yes.
But you also believe in all other religions.
Yes.
Okay, that's exactly what I heard. And that's why I said it's now complicated.
It's not complicated.
Oh, okay. So, well, if it's not complicated, then hallelujah. You know how to get your answer then. If it's not complicated, call me back when you try.
All right, now.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I get it. All right. Have a nice day.
You too, Mark. You will need a nice day for that one. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Make it back. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set. Never ever miss that part, please. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Welcome, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, about this pregnant lady. Can she take that money home? Who's going to take care of her when she says I'm delivered? Is she not working? Let her take, I hold that money when you go to the house, free house. Please don't stay here. If you go there, the money with you. Truly speaking, you a hero. She would be a hero feeding the child, feeding herself. Anybody who want to give food, you can give. Please, that girl don't go and get the house. Even that one, who will come? Or you're expecting that boy to come? Let the boy go to the house and see what he can do so that he will not die here. Please. But she knows. I just put this little thing for her. Please, I'm sorry for calling this number.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Confessions Thursday, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
One
minute.
The pregnant lady. Are you hearing me?
Your line isn't clear. I do apologize. You might have to try again, please. Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, Joyce, but I want to say something, please.
One minute.
About the lady, please, she should go home and take care. No matter how, her mom will never reject her. She said her dad is dead, but her mom is still alive. Her mom will never reject her, Joy, because mothers, I know what mothers can do. And about the other guy that is dreaming about his friend, I want you to ask him a question: that does he have hand in his friend's death, or the wife has hand in his friend's death? Something like that. I expect you to ask him such question.
No, he didn't kill his friend. He didn't even.
Yeah, but I expect you to ask him such question.
I can't
That's
ask
what
him
I mean.
such a question. He didn't insinuate.
Why,
good Lord of Heaven! What do you mean? I should ask him if he. Lagos, Nigeria. Yeah, the floor is yours. Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Are you there? You're not. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy.
Confessions Thursday.
Okay, I just have a contribution there. The guy that you used to see his friend on the dream. There's a message the guy is trying to pass through to him.
Trying?
I think he's trying to pass the message to him. He should go to his, not to marry. If there's an assistant, the one needed right now, which is the guy should, he just want the guy to lend an helping hand to his wife. That is what he's trying to. So if there's an opportunity for him, he can try and see the woman and see the situation where they are.
Did you miss the point where I asked him and he said no?
That's the point. That is why he's asking you.
Yeah, but I asked him. He says in the vision that the friend was happy that they were together, as though they were in a.
No, don't say no.
That's what he said. I'm saying what he said. You're telling me no.
Okay. But from my own understanding, that is all. The woman needed an open hand. That is what.
Thank you very much for calling. And I don't see how you missed. I probably asked that question like 3 times, if not more. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Go ahead.
Yes.
Turn off the volume.
I don't have a confession.
Okay, when you call me, you must turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello, welcome, Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Can you hear me now?
1 minute.
Yeah, pregnant lady. Please, on Saturday, I hope she's listening now. On Saturday, between 7 and 7:30, call Nigeria Info. Explain this thing to Lumide. But meanwhile, go back to your mom. Plead with her. And let that, whatever I call him, to come and beat her up in their house. Saturday morning, 7:30, call Nigeria Info. Explain yourself to Lumide.
Thank you. Your line isn't good at all, but yeah, back end it quickly.
Hello?
Confession Stairs, it's good to have you.
Yes, greatness. Was it back in 2019?
Hold on a second. Pardon me. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello, welcome. It's Confession Thursday. I lost you. I'm off on a break in about a minute, so the next caller, take that to heart. The volume of your radio set. Hello?
Hello.
Confession Thursday, do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I just have a comment on the pregnant lady. Yeah, I guess, I mean, like everyone else has said, safety is very important for us. So I think she has some fund. Maybe, I mean, like everyone else has said, maybe her mother would not be the next option as much as was necessary to have reconciled with her mom. But you can, I mean, imagine how pain the mom might have been for her to have gotten pregnant.
10 seconds.
Yeah. So if it's not easy for her to go back to her mom yet, she should. I believe she has a friend who would be able to support her at this stage, because she's very close to delivery, and this is where she needs a lot of help. She doesn't need that guy around him at all.
Talk.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
My name is Joyce. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, and there's a message here. And it's a sad one. It's sad because psychologically doesn't add one and one together. So, hello, Joyce. I agree with the pregnant lady should face reality, face challenges. But the part where you advise her to call guys to beat the guy up, she has to tread carefully so this does not result into another problem. She should rather get work, stay focused. Hold on a second. She should get work and stay focused. So this is the problem with the way you think. The way people think for victims, you make the rules for the victim. You tell the victim, tread carefully. In psychology, careful is not a strategy. When you are at war, careful is not a strategy. You see, if the guy knew that he had to be careful, you alter the rules of the game. But because he feels he can do it and get away with it, you are not even helping matters, because what you're doing further is you're further victimizing an already victimized person. You're telling them, well, be careful. Because at this point, you want to leave her at the mercy of the person who has been victimizing her. And you succeed at just telling her, be careful. What does that mean? When you say be careful, was she careless when they had sex? Was she careless when she chose not to have an abortion? Was she careless when the guy came back, threw her out first time, came back and said, come back, and then beat her pregnant? Like, all that time she was careless. That's the problem. It's not enough to just say something. I would ask you to extend judgments to the things you're trying to say. And be honest to yourself. If this advice is good for her, she should get a job. The guy who's supposed to be a solution is a problem. Now, she made a whole lot of mistakes, things that she realized. And we have told her, you don't have an option staying with this guy. Leave the guy. Anyhow you can, make sure you leave this guy. But she must understand that there's a possibility that the guy would want to hit her, which is her fear. Then she should prepare for it. How is she going to be careful about the guy not coming to hit her? The guy can do what he wants to do. She better know how to do what she can do about it. It's really infuriating how you just victimize victims. You tell them, be careful. What is a victim supposed to do? Run away from an oppressor? Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. It's good to have you. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm trying to take my mind. I don't know why. I'm just thinking. All over my life, I'm just thinking of all the wrongs that people have done to me. I'm trying to pray. I'm on my knees, and the thing is still coming over and over. I'm trying to read my Bible. It's still coming. I don't know how to take my mind off these things. I don't know.
What did they do to you?
What's wrong with me? I don't know.
What did they do to you? You sound confused now.
Maybe I start with my husband. You know, we got married, and I got pregnant, and he abandoned me with the pregnancy. He came back. I suffered with that pregnancy until he came back almost when I wanted to deliver, and without anything to care for that child or hospital of any kind. But eventually I lost that child, and it happened to be my only child. And after that, he said, we are leaving for his place, and I followed him. He abandoned me with his sister. So I just had to come back to live my own life. And people are blaming me for doing that.
Sorry, who blamed you for doing that?
They are blaming me because they feel that, like what you're just explaining to that lady now, that I'm supposed to have been with patience, that I'm so extremist, any little thing that happened to me, I go on extreme, and these things is going over and over my head. I don't know.
Wait, has the guy come back to you? Have you accepted him back?
No, he has not come back. He's telling me I've been to his place and his treatment was not too good for me. I just have to come back to Nigeria to start off my life and live my life for myself. and still telling me except to come back to his place. And I'm not ready. I'm not even young.
I'm lost, sorry. Except to come back to his place, what happened?
So that is where my marriage can go on. And I was there, and he drove me back. So I should go back to Nigeria.
Wait. Where's your husband? Or is he your ex-husband? Where is the guy?
He's in Ghana. He's in Ghana.
Okay, you went to meet him with the baby?
No, we were living in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
We were living in Nigeria, but most of the time he goes there to work and come back.
Okay, so at what point did he leave you with a pregnancy? He left you in Nigeria with pregnancy?
Yes, we were together when I got pregnant in Nigeria. When I was 2 months plus, he left. Uh-huh. When I was 9 months, he didn't return. He wasn't calling. And I would call him, he would turn it to fight.
Okay. And then you gave birth, right?
Yes, I gave birth and I lost the child in the process.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. So now what's the issue? There's no baby anymore. Are you in love with the guy?
I'm not. But people are blaming me that it's my fault. I'm supposed to bear everything.
How old are you?
I'm 46. That's what I'm saying. I'm not young for all those problems.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I should be the one you should be calling. But hold on a second, though. So you are with a guy and people are blaming you. Like who? Your friends? His family? Your family?
Not my family. Probably. Mostly the people in the church. The pastors and all.
Oh, those people. Okay, good. Now, they're saying that you're not with your husband because you didn't obey.
Because of the maltreatment he gave to me.
You left him because of maltreatment. You say you left him because he was maltreating you.
Yes, he was maltreating me.
Then people are saying...
He actually left me with his sister in Togo and moved on to Ghana. And I was very sick. And I needed attention. So he wasn't giving me any attention. So, like, I felt I was hopeless. And I was even trying to get a job there. And I eventually met someone who... gave me some money. He said, just go back to Nigeria. Because already I'm seeing you that you're frustrated. And he was talking to the sister. And I said, look, this lady, we just died here. And I was very sick. So I just have to come back.
Okay.
And he's blaming me that why should I come back?
Who's blaming you?
He is blaming me. And other people are blaming me.
That you didn't have enough courage to endure even more suffering.
Yes.
And you are 46, and you say people said.
Working on my mind.
Okay, so here's what's even worse now. It's not just that people said. You say something is working on your mind. But even worse, you say you can't even forgive. Did you say that?
No, Joyce, I've forgiven him. I've called him. I've forgiven him.
Do you want to go back to him?
He's not even. He says, come back. And I said, okay, if you want me to come back, you send money for me to come.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you can't send money for me to come. Then how do I fly? And each time he calls me or I called or whatever the case.
Stop calling him. Stop.
The trauma is increasing on my head.
Stop traumatizing.
He makes me depressed.
Stop. You should know that you should stop by now. That guy does not love you. You probably don't even love the guy, but because he's a man who's willing to take you in, like, don't settle for nonsense and then be dying and then not know what to do. He doesn't love you. Isn't it obvious? He's not even temperate with you. He doesn't treat you in the most kind way. He shouldn't send you money. Don't worry. Don't go. You're 46. There are 50-year-old men who are single. Find them. 50-year-old men. There's a 46-year-old woman here that's single. Find other men. There's one widower somewhere. Probably has 2 kids, no wife. Find somebody else. Why are you... Like, from your own story, judge it. Why are you calling him? Don't call him. He shouldn't call you. Try, move on, make something out of yourself. You might find someone. And if you never find someone, it's better than being with this guy. It's that. You're better off being single than being with some guy who's maltreating you. who's making you depressed?
And this situation has been like this since 2018. This thing started.
You should have. See, if you were in love, I would have said, well, unfortunately, you couldn't leave earlier. You're not in love. Leave. You should have left a whole lot earlier. Come on. And you see those people who are telling you you should have done, leave them. No, those people are not thinking. They're also victims of culture. They're victims of an oppressive culture, a manipulative culture. Don't leave them. You can't be listening to it. You're 46. Maybe if you live long, another 40 years, then you die. How are you 46? You're caring what people have to say. But you see, you also have to think for yourself. And the problem with you listening or caring is you're not thinking for yourself. You don't even know you don't know what the best judgment is. Because if you knew, him and them can all go to hell. Don't worry, you'll find a new boyfriend. Even me, I'm even praying for you, okay? Try and make something of yourself. You'll find a boyfriend. They're men now. Huh? Be strong. Leave this guy. Find another guy. Thank you. We shouldn't be having this conversation. Like, when you can flip someone. There are some people in your lives, all their value. Forget what you think is in the bank account. You should exchange them and collect a cat. I'm telling you, you might think it's funny. There's some people you sleep with. You go to a black market, yeah? You give them, you collect sweater. The sweater is better. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me? Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Oh, no, pardon me. Please don't say your name.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you. You have a confession?
Well, I don't really have confession. I just called to thank you. I'm the lady that called some time ago that you give the baby gifts to. I'm a better person now.
How many times do you want to thank me for one thing I did?
I'm not thanking you anymore.
Okay, good.
I'm just going to tell you that I'm a better person now.
What happened?
I stick to your advice. I love myself more. I love my children.
Wait, you're the married woman who the husband treats like dirt. Oh.
Yes, I'm a better person now.
What does that mean? So how do you handle that guy?
Well, I just place him at the corner. And I concentrate on myself and my children.
Do you have something you're doing? Are you making money?
Well, gradually, by God's grace, things are coming up bit by bit. But I know I will get better.
Yeah, that's a good place to be.
You don't
need Valentine cards. You don't need flowers. You don't need kisses.
I don't need those things.
Nobody needs to tell you you're beautiful, fantastic.
No, but that's I don't need it. If he tells me good, if he doesn't, I'm better off.
What about his girlfriend?
Yes, ma.
What about the girlfriend? That his other girlfriend?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't even look at them anymore. Whatever he wants to do with her, but there was a day I checked his phone. She's in the UK and they are still chatting, planning. So I said, if you want to go with her, you can go, but I'll be a better person. So he's even scared of me now because I don't really seek his attention anymore.
Oh, okay. Look at you.
I don't need his attention. So most often he tries to come to me. What is going on? Who are you going out with? And I'm not going out with anyone. I'm just myself.
You are
loving myself.
You are partaking in your own salvation. It's never better than that. I'm happy for you, lady. Good
luck. Thank you, ma. God bless you.
Good luck to you, girl.
Yeah, thank you, ma.
Hello, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Hello, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. I did have a confession. I just wanted to comment on the two of the...
One minute. You don't have forever.
Yeah, so, I mean, this love scene, I mean, I think you need to bring on the lords of logic. This love is really can be stupid, yeah? I think we need to put a separation between love and common sense and the logical reasoning, so to say.
Right.
So sometimes you wonder why people go through a lot. And we hear these stories every day. By now, our minds should be mature enough to understand and be able to understand when we really love and when we are not really in love. I was trying to call the other day to mention, sorry, the other time, to say the lady that is pregnant, like you've rightly said, yeah, she needs to fight for herself. But I think at the critical stage she is now, maybe her safety is very important now. I think she should find someone, a friend, if not even a mom. The mom
seconds.
Might not be at a state where she can accept her now. Maybe she needs to be sure that she's in a good hand.
Your 1 minute
now.
Is up.
Sorry?
Your 1 minute is up.
I mean, I just think a friend would be able to support her. She needs that support now, away from the boyfriend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Yes, do you have a confession?
There's something I want to tell you, please.
1 minute.
Okay. I want to beg you for something because of that 21 years gap. You know, it's not easy to find a friend. I wanted you to invite him to your office to know him. That's what I want to beg you for. Thank you.
I have a message here. Be careful the kind of advice you give, especially this afternoon. The fact that you anchor a program doesn't mean you know it all. Ralph from Satellite Town. Ralph, I said what I said. I want you to know that you think you can do things and get away with it. And I guarantee you that you couldn't do it and get away with it. It's a guarantee. You're probably more sure of this guarantee than you are of the money in your bank account. It's a guarantee that if you did it, you could never get away with it. I said what I said. Hello, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Okay, radio is awful.
Good to have you here. It's Confessions Thursday.
Okay, yeah. What is there is that I want my listeners to know that a love or marriage is all about care.
No, I'm sorry. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show. Confessions.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yes, please. Not a confession. Advice to that guy that always dreams about his friend.
Yeah.
Something like that happened to me in 2012. He tied friend and he died by accident. So he kept coming. I don't know, keep coming. And I immediately went to my mom and said, Mom, I don't like this. And we engaged in, you know, 3 days fasting and prayer. And we command that he should go. That me, I mean, and then the spirit of life and he have gone. Serious prayer. And since then, I no longer dream about it. So he should pray. For me, anybody that have died, I don't have any business with him. So you don't need any information to pass. If I don't pass, people do it, will go past, not me. So that is what I stand and I prayed since then. I've not even seen anybody then.
Okay.
So
thank
you. Just pray about it.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that the Muslim culture or the Muslim religion has that sort of accommodation. I would say, like, they're able to pray for things like this. Sometimes it's not bad. I mean, except it's bad. That's why it's necessary to know what the person is saying. But then, if you have any qualms with it, then you can probably pray it off, pray it away. Welcome to the show. Confessions
Hello.
Thursday. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side.
Hello. Good afternoon, TJ.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not as a confession, but I really want to raise an observation.
99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
The volume, please.
Hello, Joyce.
I'm with you, Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, afternoon, yeah. I don't know if I should say a confession or what. Similar things happened to my sister. Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead, please.
Okay, all right. Similar thing happened to my sister. She get involved. She came from Akwa Ibom State to Lagos. She met a man. She get in love with a man. And this man is older than her. So along the line, the man impregnated her. She give two child. She born two child to the man. Thereafter, the man see her as nothing. She's nothing. She's nobody at all. And now, right now, this man tried to push this lady out of the house. Then last week, I took two of our family members. We now went to the man's house. We asked the man, what is the problem? He said, I'm tired, I'm fed up. You are tired, you are fed up after giving two child to you. Okay, if that's the case, lady, what do you want? The lady now says, okay, what I want is this. I need this man to settle me since he has tired. Me too, let me move my life. Now, Mr. Man, when are you going to settle this girl? Baby, what do you want? I need so amount. Mr. Man, get this lady a house. Get her something to do from there. She can take care of these two kids. The man said, he has no money. So now, why I'm calling is that I'm learning from other people's idea and experience. So what do you think I and the family members should do?
How many brothers do you have?
We have two.
So there's you and then a younger one or an older one?
Yeah, he's the older one.
Are you married? Is he married?
Yeah, I'm married. I'm blessed with five kids.
Oh, you got a lot of kids. Nice. Your brother, what about your brother?
He's also married too. I'm blessed with about three kids.
So who's taking the kids if your sister leaves the man?
The kids. If I just told my sister, if you want to make a move, drop the children with my mom at home. From there, let's find you a way to stay. We don't mind pay house for her. But why I need this advice is that where should I start? Because I'm ready, my sister should live there.
Oh, no, fantastic. Like, I'm so happy that you're ready. Yeah, because you don't negotiate with the man to love your sister or care for her. He's not going to do it. So I'm happy you're not alone. You have brothers. The family should come together, get her out. If you can get her an apartment, take her kids from her. Yes, leave the man alone. That's it.
I've already paid apartment there before yesterday to her.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, so then I think that, how old are the kids?
He's between 2017 and 2019, yeah. October 2nd, 2017 and September 2019. I think it should be between 5 to 2.5 years.
Someone should buy you a beer. You know the birth dates of your sister's children?
Yeah. You know, I'm ready for this matter. That's why you see, I need to call since. I just need a way to step someone who can advise me how to move further.
Oh, no, sure. If the man hasn't thrown her out already, then does she want a divorce?
He did not come marry her locally.
Oh, okay, good. So if you don't have a marriage signed to the state, signed with the authority of the state, or signed by the state, then, let her move. It's over.
All right.
It's
over. Thank you.
Yeah, get your family, get your sister, get her out. That's it. And I'm happy that this is the kind of things we need to hear. Families who are looking out for, other family members. If the marriage is not working, the man says it's not doing. Oh, nice. Peaceful. Give us our sister. Give us our children. Thank you. It was hell while it lasted. We'll go. But if the man is beating your sister, don't be dead. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Christ, I'm glad I found you, yes. Hello?
Do you have a confession? I'm here. You found me. I'm here. Sure, go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm glad I found you. My name is Tan.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Well, you're not supposed to say your name if you have a confession, my friend. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Please remember the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, I've done that.
Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, please just, I need an advice.
Let's go, real quick.
Yeah, please, I have issue with my boss.
Oh.
In the office. But I can't call that an issue because the thing, I refuse to tell them my problem, what I had, the problem I have. I am married, but I don't want to tell my madam that I am married.
Why?
I just want to keep it within me that I don't want to tell them that I'm married.
Why?
Yeah, because there is one issue that, one thing that my madam police said to some of the staff, that if you are not married, constitutionally that you are not married. And I don't want a situation where somebody will call my child illegal child or something like that. Because,
oh.
Yes, that is what I'm afraid of.
So what's the real problem there? Why is that even a problem?
I don't want anybody to call, I don't want them to call that child something that maybe illegal child.
Yeah.
That's the name, illegal, that is what.
Okay, then don't tell them. You're traditionally married. You're married customarily, right? You're married traditionally.
No.
You're not
married? When I started working with them, I am not married. But immediately, like, I worked with them like 2 years. Then I got a girl pregnant. And
okay. Okay. Now, you don't have to. It's not a serious problem. I'm wondering why you're confessing. Is it really a problem?
Guys living with me, and these people, I don't want them to know. I've been keeping this within me. So
the lady's living with you?
Yeah, the lady is with me.
And she's your wife now,
I don't want these people to find out that I am living with a woman in the house.
Yeah, so, but there's nothing wrong with that. You're not a teenage boy. You're a grown man. Oh, look, just hold on a second. I'm off on a break, okay? When we come back, I want to understand it. You see, you're a grown man. And you're not doing anything wrong. Why are you ashamed? You can't let someone put you to shame for something that's not wrong. You get it?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm off on a break. Well, I'll come back. If you're there, it'll be good, okay? I'm just off for less than a minute. We'll be right back, Lagos. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. Hello? I lost you. Okay, so my brother, I understand the gist, but you see, Your boss, I don't know what her business should be. So maybe you've just heard her refer to other people who are not married legally. You know, she's referred to their children as illegitimate. She just said something very demeaning. And I can understand how you don't want her to know that. I feel there's no qualms with not letting her know. But you can't hide your wife. It's not good for you. It's not good for your wife. Except you don't respect what you have. If you respect what you have, you can't hide it. Anybody can feel anyhow. You didn't steal her. She's an adult, and it's a voluntary commitment that both of you share to be with each other. So I don't know what your plans are, whether you want to marry, have a ceremony sometime. I don't know. Maybe you probably would love to. But between now and then, you can't hide marriage. It's, to me, I think it's, I think you cover it in shame when you hide it. Don't hide it. Anybody can feel anything. She's living with you, what doesn't mean anything, as long as she's not a minor. If she's an adult and she got pregnant and you're like, okay, let's move in and start a family, I don't see how that is less noble than the church weddings and the traditional weddings. The only thing you haven't done is have a party where people come and eat your rice, right? Don't let people shame you for something that's not bad just because of how they feel about it. You have a wife. The ones that know would know. So maybe you wouldn't just go out of your way to tell people. But the ones who would know would know. And you can't shame the woman by hiding her, because what you do by extension is shame yourself. Anybody can think anything. My brother, please don't stress yourself. This is not stress worthy. Confessions Thursday. Hello. I lost you. This will be my final caller. Hello, Nigeria Info. Makeup. Well, I don't know whether you should be making it back. It's about a minute, 2 minutes before.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Yeah, good afternoon. It's good to have you. Welcome. Can you hear me? Go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions.
Good afternoon, ma.
I'm with you.
I'm good. I'm fine.
You have a confession.
Yes.
Let's go.
The question is about the things the mistake I made going into my marriage. The marriage has crashed right now, but I saw the signs of not going into the marriage, but I actually went into it thinking that, yes, you can actually change someone. But I loved her so much that even before our wedding, she said Christ, and I caught her in the act, forgive her, but came with pregnancy, but pregnancy was later the pregnancy dropped, then we proceeded to marry.
Okay.
Yeah, but along the line, I lost my car, money,
things started going down, sideways.
Uh-huh.
Down, so she, at the point, she said she no longer, she can't cope anymore, and she had to leave.
Oh, okay.
So, but then everybody was blaming me that I saw all these things, and I went on with this. I saw all this.
So there's a message here, and it reads, Joyce, it's not noble to keep a woman in your ring. Her, if you respect yourself and your woman, you should go meet her parents and pay. Yeah, so remember from his gist, it is not the union that's the issue. The gist took an angle from the job perspective where, and so that's really the focus. He's not, the marriage is, whatever they have is not the contention here. And my reference to it being not less noble is that you're with someone and that they get pregnant and then you say, which I said earlier on, let's moving together, let's start a family. And so usually what even happens, you have heard of people who had one child, then had a wedding, or they were pregnant, so expecting a baby, had a wedding. So these people make plans. And I did reference that earlier on. So I don't know what that is, what their plans are, what the decision. But remember from his submission, that's not the issue. So if the woman is not bothered about an actual ceremony where they cook rice, drink soft drink, why should I be bothered? We only just referred to the gist from the part of the job. And I said, if you honor what you have, you cannot hide it. In fact, the world should see it, particularly if it's good. The world needs to see it. Why hide it? And then don't let people shame you because they think, well, if you didn't have an actual wedding, then it's no. It's not for them to determine. It is for you to determine, well, this is my family and this is how I love my family and I'm doing what I should as a half of the whole to make this union not just honorable, but befitting of regard, respect, and dignity. And so if you do that, why does anybody have an alternative definition for you? If the woman is not complaining, we can't be complaining. We can't be helping her complain, right? You'll have been wonderful. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. And I don't know, but I think it's necessary that I give it language just so that if you ever see it again after today, you know what it is. I hate victimhood. I don't have the words to express it. My spirit despises victimhood. I remember, I think it was last year, a woman called me and she was crying and then she wanted me to call her. And so the office got her number, and after the show, I called her. And she couldn't stop crying. And I hated that she was that helpless. So if you see me react, that I hated, and I told her, I said to her, I hate it that you are this helpless. Nobody is that helpless. You allow, you acquiesce something that they willed above you. And I said to her, I hate that you are this helpless, that you are trying to verbalize your pain. You nearly succeed, but you cry so bad with complete confusion. It is painful to watch that you would let someone do this to you. I said to her, how could you let anybody do this to you? She called me back a few months later and she said to me, thank you very much. She says, I've changed. Oh, that's what you need to do. You have to come into a situation. You evaluate. Look, if you're in love, you surrender. Love is surrender. That's the shortest alternative definition to it. You surrender. And love is security. So you surrender to security and you're not watching your back. You're not building strategy to defend yourself against the person you love because they are looking out for you as much as you're looking out for yourself. Now, those people in that food bracket are beyond reproach. Like they are the light in the sky. They are the reason the sun comes up. They are the hope of the world. Like, well, of course, Christ is the hope of the world. But you know what I mean? Like they are the reason the earth has flavor because they carry something that reminds you of the possibility of excellence, that heaven is indeed a place. But you see, they're few and far between. You have everything else that exists. You have people who are suffering, who can't. Then you have people who are suffering and don't know what to do. And I hate that. Hate is the word. I hate it. I can't manage it. Like, you never ever get to the point where you are so helpless that you're not just confused. Is that you're confused and then you don't know what to do. So you're not even moving from your victim position. So really, we're going to have to wait and watch you go. Yeah, somebody's gonna, we have to wait and someone will come and eat you. Like, we just, that's where we are. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent will take it by force. And I think that it means something in a more, I think it means something in the sense that it's not the mistake, it's what, it's not the problem, it's how you, and let me even tell you what, how this is also painfully mind-boggling for me. It's that it's not just one person suffering. Any other person attached to that person is also going to suffer. Anybody who has any links to that person will suffer. And so that's why I ask fathers to raise children who are free. Many times the problems that we discuss, if we're being honest, it's as though people allow problems to calcify. Because when the thing was still small pimple, you'd have dealt with it. When it's like small wound, you can easily treat it, bind it up. But you leave it and it becomes something. And it doesn't become a problem independent of you. It becomes a problem to you. It's not as if the thing is a problem on Etemiyang and you are in Ikorodu. No. The thing becomes a problem to you so that you are left with a burden that you should have done something about. But because of your inaction, that burden is now stone that you bear. And because you have not learned to do anything about problems, you get to a point where you really don't know what to do. Well, because you have not been practicing it. It's in scripture where... It's in the scripture. I'm sure I read it in the scriptures. It said that the mind becomes dull from lack of usage. Like a person's mind can become dull because the person doesn't use it. So if we can borrow that logic, you become more weaker in your inability to fix problems. So you don't avoid a problem by not fixing it and assume that that's an answer to a problem. It is that because you didn't fix it, you have further paralyzed yourself to the degree where the day you decide that you have woken up, you have a house full of darkness. It is painful for me to see. So I ask you to deal with the issue when it's small. Don't be afraid to lose. Don't keep assuming that if I do it like this, maybe I will lose. If you can lose it, it's worth losing. Lose. But as long as you know that you are not you're not the reason for chaos, as long as you understand that I am not the reason this is chaotic, don't try to hold on to it. If it's going to go, it better be gone. Don't see the thing. It's like the lady who sent me the inbox message, who's like, she loves this guy, but the guy's giving her an attitude. And he woke up one time, I'm like, I'm done with the relationship. Baby, be gone. I love you, but it's okay. You can go. It's fine. You can't be holding on to the guy and you marry him. He would wake up one day. Like, if you can bank on his judgment, if you can bank on the fact that if I go to Yomi and I say Yomi, salt and stone, and I know Yomi's response, Yomi sickness, and I know what Yomi would, if you can bank on that, what, you don't have a relationship. I commit you to the light, and I commit you to the courage that it takes for a man to stand in the light. Oh, let me tell you something. I was discussing with my colleague one time. He's no longer with us. This was sometime last year. And we were talking about something. And he said to me, it takes courage to be strong. He says, wicked people are weak. He says, you have to be wicked to be weak. Not that it is the same thing every time, but that we can trace wickedness in some cases to weakness. because it takes strength to be good. So another aspect to this is, if you are not strong, there is a high tendency that besides you being a victim, there is a likelihood that you can become evil as a consequence of weakness. I commit you to the light. No, you don't have to be like me, and I make no apologies for being me. I think I'm asking you to think about it. And if you're raising children, raise your sons to be free men. Raise your daughters to be free men. Don't raise your children to be afraid. Let me do like they, it makes them weak. It makes them weak. God, it makes them so weak. And weakness is not pretty. It's not. It's not. All right. I want you to understand it, and I hope that you find the courage to fix problems. Fix it in the morning. Fix it early. Don't be afraid of problems. It's coming. You know, don't be afraid of... don't be afraid. It's problem. It's killing you or you're killing it. One person is dying. But make sure it's not you. That's my point. Off on a break. The Lords of Logic next.